following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge family, it's Wednesday, June 24th, Fireside Chat Day, and Wednesdays, you have come to affectionately know them as Wilson Wednesday, as Pastor Jeff and his wife Bethany, as of late, have been introducing you to various staff members and spouses, so you get to know the Refuge family a little better. And we find that even these are an encouragement in this time, in our COVID-19 and other crises times. So we do pray, as always, that it does encourage you. Real quickly, update for you, or a reminder perhaps, is tonight we kick off our Resonance series. It's a concert series outdoors in the front of the church, live music, some great talent tonight. We'll also have a worship time as well and a message. Taco Truck will be here before 6, and we'll start music and all at 6:30. Also, a coffee kiosk with some gourmet coffee will be made available, and pastries and such. So all that will be ready to serve you at 6. Bring your own chair or blanket, and we'll be sitting out in the front. It'll be a nice pre-summer, or I guess we are in summer now. It's June 24th, so a nice summer evening, a mild evening tonight. So I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Jeff now as he helps you get to know a couple of people that I know pretty well. So let's check it out.
Hey, hello there. Welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. Thank you for joining us. Glad you are
here.
Yeah. An amazing couple with us here today. I'm Jeff.
I'm Bethany.
Bethany. And this is that amazing couple that we have with us right now.
Yay.
And would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
This is my bride, Billy.
And this is Alan.
Yay.
This is us.
Well, how about this? Tell us, thanks for doing this. What do you guys do at Refuge? And, well, let's do this. How long have you guys been at Refuge?
22 years.
Yeah, 22 years. 22 years.
Huge part of it. August.
August will be 22 years. Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. And over the years, what are the things that you have both done at Refuge?
I pretty much have focused on serving with children.
Yeah.
So I've just helped out through the years. And then I've been actually a part of the children's ministry team since 2001.
Yeah. And lots of great children's ministry directors.
Yes.
During that time, right?
Yeah. From
Jeff Osborne and mm-hmm. Dan Hannes. And,
And Dawn.
Then the next was Dawn.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Jonathan. Yeah, so she's been through all of those regimes.
You've been the one that when someone doesn't show up, you quickly try to find someone on a Sunday morning.
Yes, I always carry my phone with me. I've got it. Everybody has my phone number. I've got theirs. I text people. But, you know, it always works out. Yeah. Somehow, some way, it's the Lord.
Yeah.
The Lord is faithful to provide all the team that we need for the kids.
Well, we're big Billy Lloyd fans.
Yes.
So
thank you, you guys.
And sometimes you are that person that steps in. I'm helping in 3-year-olds.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, Alan, what have you not done at Refuge?
I don't know. I do remember one thing that I've only done once.
Okay.
I did worship once with John Klippel on a Sunday night. Yeah, way back. On McFadden. That was probably, 20 years ago. And but there's a reason why I only did it once. So. I did it quite a few times with the kids. So that was one of the fun things, too. I would remember a McFadden, when we were still doing multiple services then. And so in between services, or maybe get the service started and, you know, maybe it was doing announcements, making sure everybody was in place, and then run upstairs and do some kids worship, then run back downstairs.
Yeah.
And so that was fun, but a lot of good memories. I don't know, stuff I haven't done. I remember explaining it once in Dawn's class that she did, and she did kind of an overview of what Refuge was about for fifth graders. And I said, for me, it's kind of like being a conductor. and you have all these great musicians, you know, in the church, all these ministry leaders and pastoral staff and volunteers and helpers. And they're like the orchestra. They're all great at what they do and their specialty and all and the instrument that they play. And I'm just there to conduct what God's gifted them to do. And but they're the ones that, that do it. So, yeah.
When you've done that so well, I think you modeled that really well over the years of just getting to see how you do. Call the people who have the right information, the right tools to come do the job. So I've sometimes wondered how you do what you do. People ask, how does he do so much? And I think that is a testimony. Obviously, I always said he exercises a lot. So I think that helps. But he has, I know he's consistent in his daily devotions and spends time with the Lord. And I think he's just really gifted at finding and using talent that God has brought. So I definitely admire that in you over the years, for sure.
What do you guys miss most about being at Refuge, like
when we're
like the normal way?
Oh yeah,
like the normal way.
Lockdown.
Yeah.
Go.
Okay, I just really miss the kids.
Oh
yeah.
I had a family. I'm going to get all choked up.
Oh. Yeah.
I had a family come by and they were dropping something off and to me, so I came out. And we kept our distance and all that. And the kids had the windows down and. Mm. I just thought, oh, this is so hard. I miss all those little children and all the hugs and just, you know, the way they run up to you. And, you know, I've got several that just will run up to me. And after, I mean, it's just, I don't know. There's just something about it. And their families, their moms and dads. Yeah. I just miss those.
Because you see them every week.
Yeah, and the children's ministry team. I miss these people that I've been serving with for so many years. And that's the hardest part.
And that part for Billy, too. That's a part that that's still missing, right? For her and for the families and for some of us, you, Jeff, and for me as well, you know, we've got to resume some of that, you know, with being back for the main service and get to see, you know, the parents as they come in and out. But that part of our ministry at Refuge is still not it's happening, I guess, in a sense with, you know, with video and some of the things that John creative things.
Yeah.
But still no replacement. Great. Those are great supplements, but they're no replacement for that, that face to face, which is what I miss is just the face to face ministry, you know, that we had and can't really do.
I miss hearing like the children's voices in worship when they're singing and, you know, we get you know, Peter and Linda, they've been doing videos for us and that's been awesome. And, but I just, you know, I just miss all that interaction that we have, you know, the, just the physical contact.
Yeah.
It has been interesting over the last couple of weeks to see some families kind of coming back and their kids are there and you get a little taste of like that feeling of like, oh, this is what Refuge is about. But wanting to see more faces at some point when people feel comfortable and safe.
Yeah. So, all in time.
Yeah. So do you guys have a picture or an image or something that represents your family well?
Okay. So, well, I went to the hallway.
Yes.
This kind of represents our family. So up right up above this whole frame, I have a family in a sign, but
the
this
word
is,
family right above it. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's the representation of our family, our three daughters, our four grandsons and extended family. The frame isn't big enough to fit everyone. All my extended family. I have, you know, two brothers and three sisters and I've got many nieces and great nieces and great nephews and Alan's family, you know, so, you know, almost broke it.
There goes our family.
Yeah, there it is. So, yeah, I think that's a good representation of our family.
It's a picture you see all the time going up and down the hallway. So,
that's
cool. Oh, sweet. So, what do you guys enjoy doing together during this time that you're at home a bit more? Are there kind of things that.
Yeah, I think we enjoy our backyard.
Yeah, because we spent a lot of time, you know, during the time when the office was closed.
Yeah.
And a lot of us were working from home, you know, take a lunch break and sit out in the back with Billy and just enjoy just the fresh air and God's blessings and reflecting. So, yeah, that was pretty sweet.
Cause we normally don't
have that kind of time,
that much time
together during the week. And so that was, I really appreciated that.
And we've taken up bike riding in the neighborhood.
That's right.
Cobwebs off the old beach cruisers. And
I know.
The bicycle pump really out.
Good.
Yeah. What is something that the Lord has taught you guys in this season? Something that maybe He's just spoken to your heart.
Yeah. I think for me, it's been to value, to appreciate the things that I don't want to say take for granted, because that's almost implied that you don't value them, but to value them to a greater degree, the things that are the simple blessings that the Lord has provided as we look for the big things. And then you realize, you know, it's those simple things, those little treasures that God provides, and that we've gotten used to, and not in a bad way, but just perhaps to a degree that we didn't really stop to say, Lord, thank you. This is good. These little things. And so to value those to a greater degree, which I pray that I will, when this finally settles down, and not to just go back to, you know, race and not stop. And
right.
Wow, that's a blessing. Yeah. That person's a blessing. This situation, that circumstance, this event, these people, and just to value that.
Yeah.
I feel like the scripture, be still and know that I am God, just kept popping up. Mm. You know, like I would do a Bible reading, I'd talk to somebody, I'd listen to something, you know, and there it was again. So I think for me, it was just knowing to be still. Mm. And even in this chaotic time that we're experiencing, it's just be still, know that I am God, and rest in that, and have peace. Your heart can be filled with joy, even in spite of what's going on.
Yeah, it's good.
I was going to ask if you had like a message to the extended Refuge family, if it's any different than what you just shared.
Because it's always at the risk of sounding trite, and I don't want to, but at the same time, I wouldn't want to miss a key point just because it could sound trite. But, you know, the old saying, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Mm-hmm. And it's true. I mean, there's a reason why that's a popular saying. There's a reason why that's stuck for decades and probably a couple centuries, because it's true. And until you experience the absence of something or someone, you don't realize. And so it's the kind of thing, I think, Jeff, for us, you know, you do memorials, when we do memorial services, which are a great opportunity just to point people to the blessing God gave them and the future blessing that awaits anyone that trusts Jesus. But it's just that understanding. It's like that person's gone and I don't get to enjoy them anymore. And so their hearts grow fonder. And so to not wait till that point, just don't do that, because this is the Lord saying, hey, here's another reminder. And it is a reminder. When it's a memorial, that's it. It's done. And you don't have that opportunity. We have that opportunity, because we'll eventually be back together with these people and these blessings and these things eventually.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a speed round. You ready?
Okay. We're ready.
Here we go. This is for all the money.
All right.
Favorite movie.
Mm.
Gosh, we have so many.
What's your favorite serious movie?
I love classics. Yeah. So for me, I need to watch Ben-Hur.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
watch Ben-Hur.
Yeah, we watch it once a year.
Gotta watch it.
Yeah.
You know, how people say, well, at Christmas time, I've got to see It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ben-Hur. That one to me, I still cry through it.
Yeah.
Aww, nice. The mom and daughter are healed of leprosy,
great story. Yeah,
great story. I highly
recommend. Alan, I know you're an ice cream person. What's your favorite ice cream?
It sounds too plain, but just let me describe it. It's Breyers, not Dryers.
Not Dryers, okay. Breyers.
Breyers with a B.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's the vanilla bean ice cream.
It's natural.
It's natural. It's called a natural vanilla. It has vanilla bean, cream, and sugar.
Ooh,
that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. You look at the ingredients, it's those three things.
Oh.
And then you put some granola on it and some fresh organic blueberries.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
It's
in heaven. That's how you guys stay looking so young.
That's right. All natural.
Well, I have to exercise so I could eat.
Cream. Last question. Lloyd's are having dinner.
Oh, Billy's ice cream.
Ice cream.
Yeah. I love chocolate.
But
I
love
Breyers.
Vanilla chocolate. And cream. That's it.
Both Breyers.
Yeah. You're having a meal. What food are you guys choosing? Favorite food?
Ooh, favorite food.
Probably Mexican. Yeah, we love it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for joining us on the Wilson Wednesdays. You guys are awesome. We love you. Bethany's going to try us out.
Well, Lord, we thank you so much for Billy and Alan. I just praise you and thank you for their faithfulness and their steadiness through the history of Refuge and just being able to work alongside them to encourage people, to lift people up, to draw people closer to you, into your kingdom, and continuing to walk alongside other people as well. And I just pray that you would strengthen them, you would encourage them, you would give them everything they need, Lord. You would provide for them in every way, physically, every way, Lord, that you continue to bless them. We just praise you and thank you for the Lloyds and the blessing that they are to Refuge. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Hey, thanks, you guys. Thanks for the prayer.
Thank you.
Bye, you guys.
Love you guys.
We're signing off.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.